Our victory has already been proclaimed by the Lord Jesus. The darkness cannot stand in front of light. If you know who the new creation is, oh, you will never, never, never live a defeated life.
Enjoy this message from Christ Embassy, Cape Town North, the Jesus Church.
I want to show you something quickly this morning. We are His holy sanctuary. Then give me Psalm 68. It says, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Give me Exodus 19. Watch. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain. God came down from where? From heaven onto that mountain. And the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. Only Moses. Next verse. The Lord said to Moses, go down and warn the people, lest they break through to the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. No one has ever seen God or could see God, because He was so holy that if you look upon Him, you will just perish. And also let the priests who came near to the Lord sanctify, set apart themselves for God, lest the Lord break forth against them. Yeah? And Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you yourself charge us, saying, set bounds about the mountain and sanctify it, set it apart for God. Now give me 23 in the NIV. So let's give it to you in modern language. Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come up Mount Sinai, because you yourself warned us, put limits around the mountain and set it apart as holy. What made that mountain holy? Well, go to verse 20. The Lord came down upon Mount Sinai. God stepped on that mountain and it became holy. At that moment, it was holy. They couldn't even get close to the mountain because they would have perished, died. So God stepped on that mountain and it was declared holy. What about God made that mountain holy? If I get close to you, even if you close your eyes, you can feel my presence. It was God's presence that made that mountain holy. Are you hearing me? Now, with that in mind, you got onto a mountain. What is a mountain? It's a heap of rocks and soil with trees and shrubs and whatever on it. And that became holy when he stepped on it because of his presence. His presence made it holy. Give me 1 Corinthians 3:16. Read it. What? Okay, let's count and we can read it all together. 1, 2, 3, go. Don't you know that you, born again you, are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? That means you are God's house. Oh, karabasekutoreme. You are God's headquarters. The bosses come to reside in you. You are his headquarters. Now watch. You are his holy sanctuary. Give me Hebrews 3, verse 1. Look what God calls you. That mountain. When God stepped on that mountain and his presence was on that mountain, it became holy mountain. Now he lives in you. You say, holy brothers and sisters. Doesn't matter how many rocks, how many bushes was on that mountain. It was holy. Doesn't matter what you have done. You are holy. You are holy because of the presence. Do you understand that? It is the presence. You have nothing to do with it. The mountain couldn't do anything to become holy. You didn't do anything to become holy. It's the presence of God inside of you. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, watch, who share in the heavenly calling. So I've got a heavenly calling. No, say it. I want to hear it. Say, I'm holy.
I'm holy.
With a heavenly calling.
With a heavenly calling.
Can you? Just think about that. Just meditate on it. So now he say, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. Fix your thoughts on Jesus. Dear. Give us Colossians 1 verse 22 in the CV. Yeah. You know, I don't know how you think. I don't know what your thinkings are. I don't know what you meditate on. But here, but his son became a human and died. Jesus became a human and he died. So God made peace with you, with all humans. All humans, even those that are not born again, there's peace between them and God. That is why we must bring them the message. Amen. God made peace with you. And now he lets you stand in his presence. Ay, 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 ay. As people who are holy and faultless and innocent. That is what happened when you got born again. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Can you see what God says? I didn't write it. I got it there. God said, you are holy because his presence is inside of you. You are faultless because his presence is inside of you. You are innocent. The world may think you are guilty, but God says you're innocent. You're innocent. Say, I'm holy.
I'm holy.
Why? Why? Come on, why? Because God is in you. His presence lives in you. The Spirit of God is in you. Say, I'm faultless.
I'm faultless.
See? You think you can't make mistakes? Yes, I can't. I'm faultless. God said so. God said so. God said so. And I'm innocent. God said so. Who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe God? Or are you going to believe your wife? Or your husband? Or your children? Or your boss? Or whoever? Who are you going to believe? The choice is yours. Say, I'm holy.
I'm holy.
Have you ever heard anything being preached like that? Isn't it always try and be, just try. We know you're such a baddie, but you know God will have mercy on you and just try. It is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Not the gospel. Not the gospel. It's religion. Religion always try to please God. Religion always try to be. Religion always try to attain. Christianity is, he's done it all that I can live in the reality of it. That is Christianity. Religion is not Christianity. Or Christianity is not a religion. Tell your neighbors, stop trying.
Stop trying.
Tell your other neighbors, stop trying.
You must
just go and sit still and just meditate on only on these few verses that I've given you now. Just go and meditate on them. When you meditate on them and you start realizing who you are, listen. You will live a holy life without even trying. It comes automatically, naturally. You are trying too hard. That is why you fail. And then you feel so condemned. Oh, dear God. How could I have clapped that empty again? And nowhere in the word does it say an empty is sin. But you feel so guilty. And that other thing that you did, and now you feel so guilty. And now you go and say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then you have said you're sorry. And then 2 days later, you sit in your car driving to work, and it hits you again, the sort of what you did. And then you go, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry, so sorry, so sorry. Because maybe he didn't hear you the first time when you said you're sorry. What a terrible life. What a terrible life. He says, obtain forgiveness. So you just take it. It's there. If you did something wrong, just take it. You don't have to ask. You can just take it. And the more, the more conscious you are of who you are, the more you will live that life. The more you are sin conscious, the more you are failure conscious, the more you will live that life. It's what you are conscious of that you will live. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you this morning? Give us Ephesians 1, verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him. I'm chosen. Just go meditate on that. Oh, big Papa God that made everything on this earth choose you. You would maybe never have chosen you. Never. Because you would have thought that me? Do you know me? God looked at you and he said, you are the best. I've chosen you. Like you go to Woolies and you check all those avos. And you press them. You say, not that one. And you press this one, too soft. And then you take that one and you look at it. Look at it. Firm. Just right. Ooh, nice size. That's how God chose you. You are the best. You are the best that God has got of you. I'm not saying it. He said that. Maybe to me, you're not the best. Maybe I look at you and think, never. But to God, you're the best. What matters? What I think or what God thinks? What God thinks. What God thinks. Where are we, Ephesians? According as he has chosen us in him. Before the foundation of the world, just think about it. Before God made the world, he had you in his mind already. Ah, Yara. Now, why did he choose you? He had a purpose. Why do you choose that lekker Evo? You got a purpose with that Evo. Either you're going to make a pizza and put it on there, or you're going to make an avo salad or whatever. But you've got a purpose with that avo. God has got a purpose when he chose you. Listen what his purpose was for you. That you should be holy and without blame before him in love. He didn't. His purpose was not how much you could sow. His purpose was not how much you can do in the kingdom. No! None of that. His purpose was that you should be holy without blame in love. What a purpose. What a purpose. Say, I'm special.
I'm special.
Say, yet. Johan, jy dink baie van jouself. Ek doen. I do. Because he thinks a lot about me. Hey, there were lots of us. He chose me. He chose me. I'm chosen. I'm chosen. I'm holy. I'm blameless. I'm innocent. That's me! Oh, dear God. Give me that in the NLT. Even before he made the world, God loved us. And he chose us in Christ to be holy without faults in his eyes. In God's eyes, if he looks at you, he sees you as faultless. Maybe your wife say, oh, you were dying and didding and there you can. To God, you're faultless. You're faultless. In his eyes. Give it to me in the TPT. And in love, he chose us before he laid the foundation of the universe. Because of his great love, he ordained us so that we would be seen, as holy in his eyes, with an unstained innocence. Say, I'm something. Do you think you're something? Yeah, me. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. My daddy say I'm something. Yeah, and then my daddy say I'm like him. And do you know my daddy?
If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to more inspiring messages, download the CE Cape Town North app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Alternatively, visit www.cecapetownnorth.org.